What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
A Little League umpire in Washington has been charged with rape and meth possession in connection with a teen girl. Man, a lady from California charged with murder after she allegedly struck a man she saw attempting to run over a kitty cat. And an Alaska man convicted in a 1993 sexual assault, stabbing, and shooting death of a lady who was discovered in a college bathroom. Thanks to, you guessed it, DNA.
This is True Crime Today.
Not only a tragedy for the family.
It's unfathomable.
Shot to death more than half a dozen times, likely with a shotgun by his own mother.
True Crime Today.
Say he then drove her body in her van about 5 miles away.
Police say she put her newborn in a trash bag and threw the baby over an upstairs banister.
A podcast that examines real stories in real time.
Disturbing.
He says she asked him to help her end her life.
True Crime Today. Starts now.
Exactly. That is exactly what we're doing. We're starting the program right now. Welcome to the show. And if you like us, be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. Leave us a review there on Apple Podcasts as well. We do greatly appreciate that. It's Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on with you?
Well, it sounds like a bunch of upstanding citizens we're going to talk about tonight.
It's always the most upstanding that we, it's not, the show's not like True Upstanding Citizen Today, which I get.
Oh my God. Next year for April Fool's Day, we should just tell all like amazing people's stories.
You're listening to
True Crime Daily.
True Upstanding Citizen Today.
Yes, I'd like to nominate a citizen.
You're able to nominate on True Upstanding Citizen Today.
I'd like to nominate the person who bought my order of Chick-fil-A nuggets, who was in front of me. I really appreciate that. But they did not pay for the extra sauces I was about to receive. I ordered approximately 24 extra Chick-fil-A sauces, and that was an extra $34. And if they weren't willing to pay for that, they can go to hell. Those fucking assholes. They just paid for my sandwich and not the sauces. What the fuck is wrong with people?
True upstanding people today. Yes, true upstanding people today. Only on this podcast.
Fuck them!
Because it's like person doing something good, then other person gets pissed off because it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Why are you trying to rescue that cat out of my tree?
Have you ever been in the circle of the like pay it forward thing?
Well, one day at the Quick Trip, which is the best convenience store in the world, by the way. But
I miss Quick Trip. And the thing is, there's a North Quick Trip with a K, and there's a Q one in the South. And I will say, having been from the North, the Q one is far better than the K one.
Yeah. No, see, it's just Q-U-I-K. Yep. They don't even spell it like
Q-T.
Quick.
Yep, yep.
But one day I was there before work, and so I don't remember, like, I had some encounter with a person that was like, I don't know, like I held the door open for him or something. Like that kind of, I got it. One of those weird things. And so we get up to the counter at the same time, and I'm kind of like, watch out for me. And he's like, he goes to buy, and he's like, I'll buy hers today too. And he bought mine.
Oh, that's nice.
That's really the only time that's ever happened to me. But it was kind of cool because it wasn't anonymous. It was just like, nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was young. He was only like in his 20s probably.
Yeah.
So he was just being a nice guy.
That's cool. No, that's really cool. I had once been in a, and this was absurd, and I'm sure it's not the norm, but I get it. I got a big crew too now. And when you go to the fast food restaurant or something, it's not like you're walking out of there paying $20. You got, with my world, like 7 people, and you're going to pay, it's like $100 to go to the drive-thru. And that's fine. That's what it is. What it is, you know what you're getting into when you're going into it. But I would never be like expecting anyone behind me to pay for something like that. But I was in the drive-thru once, big SUV that was, is it behind you or before you that you pay for? I think it's behind you.
Well, usually you pay for the guy behind you because then they pull up. Paid for me?
Yep, it was the SUV behind me. And I remember getting up and they're like, okay, we've been doing the chain now for 28 cars. Do you want to pay for the one behind you? And I'm like, I can't see how many people are in this vehicle. Like, I don't know. I'm like, I don't know. Like, what are we looking at here? Like, you know, if it's like reasonable, like under $100.
Well, now I feel like, isn't that taking away the good deed?
It is.
Now you're kind of being sort of guilted into it. It's like,
that's
hey,
what they
like,
do. They do.
10 people in a row have done it.
That's
are you
what they
break
do.
The chain?
They do guilt you. And they were like, because I don't know what, I'm like, just let me know. Like, what are we looking at? And I'm thinking like something reasonable. And I'm thinking if you're the cashier, you're not going to propose something ridiculous on somebody. I'm thinking like, okay, at least like $100 and below is what we got to be hearing here. And I'm like,
thinking like 10, anything over $10.
But I'm like,
said, oh,
but I'm like a big car or something. And people like, I'm like, I'm willing to do like $100 and below just to kind of keep this going. I'm cool with that. Whatever. And they're like, okay, well, it's an order. Like they actually read the order out to me, which is really weird. I'm like, I don't need it. Like, what is it? What does it cost?
I just need the total.
It's like $278.
Are you kidding me?
Because I think it was the car, and I think they were buying a lot for someplace else. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know what they're buying $278 worth of McDonald's.
To go.
Yeah.
You're the 10th guy through, so you pay for their $200 order behind
you. And I'm just like,
no.
I'm like,
what do you think? I am a professional basketball player.
I don't know what I'm giving that to or what. I'm like, no, I'm going to have to stop you there. Like, can I like contribute to it? No, it's either like, you do it or you don't. I'm like, okay, well, I'm sorry. I have a limit. And and then they were really shitty to me the rest of the, like, here you go. Like, I was like a horrible person because I didn't like just suddenly randomly drop like $200-some in the McDonald's.
Yeah,
drive-thru.
Because it was really one of their buddies who ordered all this shit. And they
maybe
knew. And so you pulled up and it was like, yeah, dude, like,
is that what it was? I don't know. Like, I have no
idea.
It was so weird.
It could have been.
I was just like, and now I'm like an outcast because I'm happy to treat within reasonable range. of that sort of shit. I do it at Starbucks all the time.
Hell no, I wouldn't have done that.
But not that. Like, no, that shouldn't even be asked. That shouldn't even be considered.
$10, I'd have been like, $10? That's a lot of money. And then if it would be 20, I'd be like, well, that's right out.
Yeah.
Mostly, like, I would pick up somebody's if it was like, had a coffee and a donut. I'll buy your coffee.
Sure.
I've done that at the Quick Trip myself before. Like,
yeah.
Guy didn't have his wallet and he had his kids and the kids were all getting donuts and the kids.
I've done it. Yeah.
The
amount of times
I'm like, let me get your donuts.
I've been at a cash register so many times where there's someone in front of me and a lot, because I go to the grocery store during the day quite often. So I'm there with a lot of moms and they're doing their stuff. And there's so many times where I've been in a cash register and there's like a mom in front of me, they got the kid and they're like, your card's not going through. And it's like, it's usually the child support card where the asshole didn't fucking
pay them. And then they're so rude about it.
And I know, like, because I have one of those cards, because I have a card like that, because I get child support because I'm a 100% full-time custody of my child. And so I know exactly what that card looks like. And I just like, and whatever it is, if I see that, I'm like, I got you, girl. And like, what? I'm like, no, I understand. I got you. And so I've done that several times in those sort of situations, but those are kind of like, you can judge the situation. I like to know what I'm giving to or where I'm giving or what the situation is, where it's like truly is going to be appreciated, not just thrown into some system where it's like randomly like, oh, okay, here it goes, you know?
I didn't even know about the chain of giving, which sounds sexual.
I know.
If you know what I mean, I didn't even know. I read something about that online recently where that happened to a woman. Kind of the same thing you're talking
about. It's giving shame. Like, yeah.
And she was like, no, I was all excited when I thought somebody bought mine and now I'm expected to buy somebody else's. And she's like, I just said, no, I want the feel good of having somebody buy mine for a change.
Well, what they should do is if they're going to offer it, they're going to ask it. The stores should recognize, don't ask for the person to buy the whole fucking order. Ask them for an equal order. If there's like an equal item, and don't even tell them what the rest of the order is. Just say the next person in front of you has this and it's this much. Would you be willing to do that one? And you'll probably get people to say yes 98% of the time, as long as you're not presenting them with
Here's what I think.
Yeah.
You don't even do that. I think a good deed is a good deed. And if
just let people do
it.
If
you bought, somebody bought yours, then down the road, I always say, then pay it forward at some point.
I think genuinely doing it makes far more sense. You're asking a lot on people to actually do that. But I don't know. It feels kind of inauthentic sometimes when it's forced on you.
Agreed.
No.
Agreed.
A Little League umpire in Washington has been charged with rape and meth possession in connection with a teen girl. Jesus. An official hunt for the 58-year-old man suspected of child sex offenses ended this week when he voluntarily surrendered to authorities. The King County Sheriff's Office issued a $500,000 warrant for Michael Wearmouth's arrest on Wednesday, September 28th. The King County Sheriff's Office said the next day that he was in custody after he voluntarily turned himself in. KCPQ-TV cites court documents stating that Wearmouth and the victim's father met in 2020, with the father expressing concern over Wearmouth's apparent interest in the victim. The teen apparently suffered serious brain injuries in a car accident last year. The two supposedly became closer after that, and Wearmouth began spending time with her. Oh, God. So you get brain injuries, and oh, here we go. The now 15-year-old victim reportedly told police that Wearmouth had sexually assaulted her 8 times over the course of several months. As reported by KCPQ, methamphetamine and marijuana were reportedly provided by Wearmouth to the adolescent. In September, the girl's father allegedly learned of the rape allegations. Wearmouth called KCPQ reporter and said the accusations were not accurate in a voicemail that he had left before handing himself in. Wearmouth said that the father of the girl was seeking
revenge against him.
What he actually stated was that he has to do a motor and engine, and he sold to someone together with a transmission and a set of headlights. I mistook the caller for one of my friends. As soon as they acquired control, they flat out refused to pay for it. That's punishment for destroying my engine. After waiting a week, I finally accused of doing this. Makes a lot of fucking sense. Wearmouth allegedly said he couldn't have raped the girl since he'd had both testicles removed in 2019 to treat testicular cancer. Reports from KCPQ, Wearmouth was an umpire for both the Little League and an adult softball league, but he was only on the job for 2 days before being taken on a commission. According to King County database, Wearmouth was booked on charges of rape, communicating with a minor for immoral purposes, commercial sexual abuse of a minor, and delivery, manufacture, and possession with intent to deliver amphetamines and methamphetamines. So do with that what you will.
That's horrific. So not only this poor family having to deal with this daughter who is, you know, in a car accident and left with brain damage, but then this guy's preying on her. I would be so outraged. I'm surprised they didn't go after him and kill him.
Yeah.
Like seriously, I would be so mad.
It's one of those where you just look at this and go, how, why? And you just shake your head. And
well, and he's doing meth and shit.
Yeah,
on top of it,
you add that to the equation, and there's just so many layers that you just can't logically go through and say, "Oh yeah, that makes a lot of sense." I guess I'm going to go with that. You know, it's there. There's something else there that is just beyond what
one could. Oh my gosh, I'm talking like this now. I'm just trying to adjust something. Honestly, I didn't know what make me.
Sound like that.
Tony got a new toy.
Tony got a new toy.
Isn't there a song like Janie's got a gun? Oh yeah, that's Janie's got a gun.
Janie's got a gun. It's Aerosmith. Janie's got a gun.
Yeah, Tony's got a toy.
It makes voices sound it
freaky.
Tony's got a toy.
God knows what he'll fucking do with it.
So there you go. I just wanted the caller voice to sound more caller-like, but it was kind of pitched up, so I was trying to change that as we went along. I didn't know it would broadcast it, though. But as we do on this show, we don't edit shit out. You get the fucking live coverage of how we do things, because that's... people like that.
Oh, that's how unprofessional we are.
Or how professional we are, honestly.
Oh, yeah. I meant that's how professional we are.
That's how we deal with things. A lady from California has been charged with murder after she allegedly struck a man she saw attempting to run over a cat. Okay, so initially hearing that headline, how do you feel, Carol Hughes?
So the guy is intentionally trying to run over a cat?
Well,
and she hit him?
She's been charged with murder.
Killed him?
She's been charged with murder.
Murder. After she allegedly struck a man she saw attempting to run over a cat.
So, yeah. Let me go into the story. I think that we might clear it up a little bit. 20-year-old woman detained after reportedly driving her automobile to fatally strike a guy who she believed was trying to run over her cat. The Orange County District Attorney's Office claims that at 8:23 p.m. on Sunday, September 25th, Hannah Esser exited her vehicle and encountered the victim, later identified as Lewis Anthony Victor. The witness claims that she videotaped their exchange because she was afraid he was going to try to hit the cat in the middle of the street. Esser allegedly got back in her car after an argument with Victor, who had gotten out of his and drove off. The district attorney's office claimed that Esser had circled back around and was headed into Victor's direction when he allegedly made a U-turn and crashed into him on purpose. It was said that Victor leaped into the car's hood and windshield before landing on the sidewalk below. It was reported by the Cypress Police Department that responding police located the deceased person lying in the highway. Reports that Victor was pronounced deceased at the site. The district attorney's office has stated that Esser has been charged with one felony count of murder on account to get a sentence of 25 years to life if found guilty. She'll be formally charged and arraigned on October 13th. In the meantime, she's being held in lieu of $1 million bail. In a statement, Orange County District Attorney Todd Spritzer said,
"The action showed a blatant contempt for human life."
Following this, Spritzer said,
"The Orange County District Attorney's Office will ensue and ensure that this random act of violence targeting a stranger will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law."
Here you go. Your turn.
I can't do that. I don't have any fancy toys. Did you do it to me?
Did I do what?
Can you make my voice sound crazy on your end?
Try talking.
Okay.
No, I can't. It doesn't work.
Oh, dang it. Anyways, so she... I'm trying to get this story straight. So she sees a guy that she thinks is intentionally trying to kill a cat.
Yeah.
I would be outraged.
Sure.
So to stop him, she just hits him with her car?
Yes.
Or did she confront him first and then hit?
It seems like there was from what I can understand,
a little confrontation.
Of this, it seemed like a little confrontation. It wasn't quite clear by the wording of this, but it seemed like it was a little confrontation, and I guess she didn't get the outcome that she wished for and decided that maybe running him over was the best route of action. Which,
no,
I
could see me going off on somebody who I saw trying to kill an animal.
Sure.
I could, you know, that, I don't know, but then killing them.
That's kind of like you're screwed at that point. Like, why would you put yourself into that?
It's like,
yeah.
Right. It's like, oh my God, you're so horrible because you want to kill a cat, but I can kill you.
Yeah.
It just makes no sense. So I'm assuming she tried to go after him to hit him. And
I'm guessing
him,
this is all 100% emotion running crazy and people doing crazy things in the heat of emotion, and that they will regret for the rest of their lives.
Because I would be outraged if I saw somebody doing something like that. I really would.
But was it a misunderstanding, though, too? I mean,
I don't know.
Was he trying to kill a cat?
Did she see what she...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you could drive by somebody who's like, maybe their cat ran away and you're running after it to try and get control of it so it doesn't run into the street, and the cat's going fucking nuts. I've done that. And if somebody were just to like drive by at that moment, they may think I'm trying to abuse the cat, where I'm just trying to, like, get the cat secure, take all the fucking scratches it's going to give me, but get it back to the house where it's safe because it's scary.
Yeah.
And that's not abuse. That's you trying to take care of your animal and take what the animal's going to give you. I mean, a lot of people be like, fuck you, run away. But if you love your pet, you're like, you're going to, they'll take those scratches just to make sure they get back because they don't understand what's going on. So I don't know. I mean, more context on that would certainly be helpful. An Alaska man was convicted in 1993 of sexual assault, stabbing and shooting to death of a lady who was discovered in a college bathroom. And this is one of those DNA stories where it's like, pass them out at Christmas, kids. I highly encourage that because you may find that strange uncle you always suspected was so creepy
may just be as creepy as you suspected.
Or just really innocent and weird.
It all depends. 20-year-old female student discovered dead in her college dorm restroom in 1993, and the man responsible for her death gave it a life sentence. Earlier this year, in February, Stephen Downs was found guilty of first-degree murder and sexual assault. Alaska Department of Law made the announcement about Downs' sentencing on Tuesday, September 27th. He received 67 years for the murder conviction and 8 years for the sexual assault conviction. On April 26, 1993, the body of Sophie Sergey was discovered in a restroom of her residence hall at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Sexually abused, stabbed in the face, and shot in the back of the skull were among the injuries she reportedly sustained. Sergey was an undergraduate of the university, but he was currently taking a semester off and residing on campus at a friend's apartment. She was found dead in the afternoon after leaving her friend's dorm room on a woman-only floor in the early hours to smoke a cigarette. DNA sample was taken from Sergey's body and entered into a national database. However, the Alaska Department of Law reports that no matches were found. Many years passed before police with the Alaska State Troopers used modern DNA testing to finally pin the crimes on Downs. While working as a nurse in Maine, Downs was arrested in February 2019 and extradited to the U.S. According to reports, Downs' conviction was the first time in Alaska that a case was tried utilizing modern DNA testing equipment. Well, that's kind of disturbing, honestly, to hear that this is one of the first cases of that being used in Alaska, considering it's 2022.
Right.
Is that one of those Palin things where it's like, we're going to keep using the old stuff because it works nice. I like it. Comes out in pretty colors on the screen. And, you know, it just feels good. Yeah, we like to take the evidence and rub it on moose urine. And if the moose urine turns a specific color, we know it was the bad guy. I don't know. I'm sorry.
My guess is no, it didn't go down quite like that.
I'm guessing not quite like that, but...
not quite.
But if we're talking like, this is like breaking news for Alaska that we're using DNA evidence in 2022, okay.
I gotta tell you, every time I hear a story that they used like a basic DNA ancestry sort of thing,
yeah,
and they catch somebody, I get so happy about that.
I love it.
Because I love it. It's not like they uploaded their own DNA. It's their sister who's like, hey, who are we related to?
Yeah.
It's an aunt. It's a brother. It's, you know, it's other people in the family who are curious. And, you know, so these people are just going along in life like, oh, I got away with that 20 years ago. And then knock on the door and they've been caught.
You want to learn a lot about your relatives? Learn a lot about your relatives? Here's all you got to do. At Christmas this year, do this. Get the DNA test kit. Get the kits. Don't fucking wrap them up. Don't do that at all. Just get a whole bunch of them and have a big fucking bag of them. It's like, oh, it's your turn to give the gift? Okay. Walk around the room. And start giving them to people that you suspect are kind of fucking weird. And see what the result is. The ones that are like, this is awesome. I can't wait. And the ones that are like, thank you.
Actually, Tony, you don't even have to do that. You could be like, you get a DNA test and you get a DNA test and you do. And then you just watch the people who are squirming.
That's what I'm saying. No, that's exactly what I'm saying. But do it one by one. You don't have to like scan the room at one time. Just, that's exactly what I'm saying, Carol. You go one by one and you go, and you get one. And you get, and you watch the people because you don't know who's going to get one. And you watch them who are squirming that are going to get one. And those are the ones you got to watch out for.
If they don't get one, their sister gets one.
Exactly.
They're busted.
You find a way.
And shit.
Yeah. I'm just picturing this, and I'm not, if some family members listening to this, I'm not predicting this of any of my family members, honestly, but I'm just picturing this idea going on in my grandmother's basement when I was a child, because that's how we all got together, and like everybody getting one of these test kits. this and just people's faces and what they may go for. And there's maybe only one or two people that I'd be like, I'd say maybe their eyebrows would raise a bit. But I think for the most part, it'd be like, oh, neat. This is cool. But yeah, that's what you watch for.
I think it'd
be
great. It's like, everybody, let's go upload our DNA right now. Let's send it in.
I
can't wait to find out.
And I know there's like all these conspiracy arguments like, oh, you put this into a database. You're right. You do. You're exactly right. But you know what? There's 1,000 other ways they got my DNA as well. If they're going to be covert about it, they're not going to be doing it through a fucking DNA test kit through Amazon or Ancestry or something like that. They'll just take it from you at the doctor's office. They already have access to gazillions of it. So I don't think it's like, oh, how do we get this DNA from this person? Well, you've been kind of giving it to them since you were born. So there's not really a shortage of it there if they want to use it for some sort of purpose. Northern California man allegedly stayed with a roommate's dead body for 4 years and then, you know, kind of took his money. 57-year-old man being held responsible for allegedly wasting his dead roommate's money and living with his body for literally years. How the fuck do you do this? Identity theft.
You asked, act like I know.
I'm making the pause and coughing at the same time. Where, Carol, you tell me, how do you live with a dead roommate's money and body for years? It's like Price is Right. What's your bid?
Well, I think first you'd have to get a large freezer so you can put the body in that and freeze it solid.
Yeah.
Then it won't stink. I've seen enough Dateline and shit. And because it's just going to stink up.
The freezer can last for years, according to a lot of Dateline episodes. They're like, and then they pulled the body out.
There was one, I can't remember what it was I was watching. I get them all confused. I've seen so many. But they didn't, or maybe you and I were talking about it. They didn't pay the electricity or something happened. They got their utilities shut off and it's like, oh shit, we got the freezer and it's not plugged in.
Yeah. There was one where they had venison in there with it as well. And it was and they're still getting the venison out as the frozen bodies above it. It's just there's going to be
no big deal.
There's going to be amount of cross contamination in that sort of a situation. But my God,
It's fine.
One of Kevin Olsen's relatives reportedly reported him missing to the Chico Police Department in August because he hadn't heard from Olsen in 4 years. That's a good amount of time to say they might be missing. As stated by the Butte County District Attorney's Office, reports from the family member and another relative indicate that they attempted to contact Olsen and even spoke with his roommate, Pertil. I think that's how you say the name. I don't know. In order to explain why Olsen was unavailable, Pertil always gave various excuses. Chico police reportedly went to Pertil and Olsen's apartment on Burnap Avenue, but Pertil told the officers Olsen was out of town. When an investigation, Olsen was last seen in October of this year. It's a lot of time between seeing people and be like, well, they're just kind of, they're out of town. You know, they're having a vacay. You know, they're on a bender. According to the DA's statement, the investigation uncovered the fact that Olsen was a retired Navy member with accounts at Navy Federal Credit Union. The mortgage on Olsen's Burnap Avenue home was paid in full, and his retirement benefits were always deposited on time, as confirmed by the warrants used by the detectives to access the accounts. Since July of 2019, Olsen's account showed that there had been around 50 checks drawn out to Pertil, and handwriting analysis showed the signatures on the checks were not actually written by Olsen. After executing a search warrant at Olsen's Burnap Avenue residence, Chico police found him dead on the floor. It would have been in his rear bedroom. An official cause of death has not been determined. The district attorney's office has stated that they have reason to suspect that Olson passed away sometime in 2018. So he's kind of a little bit, I would say, probably
mummified
by that point.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And, you know, his relatives might not have been particularly close to him.
And that sort of stuff, you know, happens.
Maybe it was somebody,
you know,
they didn't see all the time.
Yeah.
And then they'd reach out and they, and you know, the roommate would be like, yeah, he's not here right now. And you go, okay, yeah. Is he doing good? Yeah, he's fine.
He's okay. Chilling. He's chilling on the floor.
You haven't heard. Yeah, he's, you know, he's, you know.
How do you deal with that
smell?
For whatever
reason, doesn't want to talk to you people.
Do you just like evacuate the home for like 5 months or something and hope the smell goes away and put a lot of Glade plugins in there? How the fuck do you deal with that? I mean, the fact that he's just still laying out a gooey mess, probably dried up at some point, but I mean, why would you not? I mean, if you're going to do this sort of shit, why would you not fucking do something? You got all that time, get rid of it in pieces or something to not deal with that scent. How do you breathe?
I don't know. That's weird.
I don't know how you, I don't know.
I don't know.
There's a lot of things you can get used to. Like you live in the country, you can kind of get used to that manure smell and you don't really smell it anymore. I don't know how on earth you fucking deal ever with the smell of death. I've only smelled it a few times, but holy shit. It's just the most repulsive, horrible thing. I never smelled a human body, but I smelled pigs. And I know people say pigs are pretty close to humans in smell. And oh my God, from distances, it was like, and then like you're near it and it feels like it's on you. And even you shower and you scrub yourself down and you still feel like you smell like it for days. I don't know how you make this a lifestyle. I don't get it. I don't get it. But again, you know, I don't get how you do it in the first place, too.
Because, like, all you think about, like, you know, a person like that is just about themselves. And it's like, I need the money. So to get the money, this is what I got to do. No big deal.
Yeah.
And
I don't know.
Go on. You cash the checks.
How
and
do
after
you,
4 years, you're like, we're good. Nobody's going to catch me.
How do you ever feel like they're like killing somebody's like, oh, this is a, I don't know. There's something missing in you if that's like ever an option. like no matter what. I know, but we're people are fucking missing something. And I don't know what it is, but it's scary as shit. Because, I mean, this is what we base our show on. If this shit didn't happen all the time, we wouldn't have a show. But we talk about things that are almost, that used to be like yearly occurrences. Like the specials you see on Dateline or you see on some of the true crime docs. It was like, yeah, those were rare because they happened like once a year. There's got to be like a million documentaries in production right now. Just turn on the news one day and pick one and go, I'm going to go do a doc on that. And they've probably already been approached by 30 people within 24 hours of the murder happening. It's, I don't know. The more we're aware of this, the worse it seems to get.
And we're also digging up stories too. So I don't know, maybe we're just putting ourselves in there so we
we're not digging up stories.
Actively looking for them.
We're not
but
digging
maybe
them
up. If we weren't,
these are
maybe
like,
if we weren't like looking at the news and watching that stuff and kind of isolating ourselves from it, it might be better.
I don't
better.
Know. I mean, because I always thought that too for a long time. But when I look at some of these stories, like the one we had earlier, that was almost Dahmer-like. It's like you would only hear of that stuff every once in a while. You would only hear of like things like Amityville every once in a while where somebody went and executed like six people in their house. And now it's a weekly occurrence. Things like that weren't like, oh my gosh, look at back in time. This was a big story when that happened in Charleston, North Carolina, or this or that. Now it's like none of that's even relevant because it happens so frequently. Are we hearing more of it? I don't know. I don't know that we are. I just feel like there's more of it. Could be totally wrong. But I don't know why would like one would get more press than the other when it comes to things like that.
I don't know. True crime is pretty popular these days.
It almost encourages people to commit it.
Kinda.
It makes you kind of wonder.
Just makes it seem more normal.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's interesting.
All right, you guys, thanks for listening. If you like the show, be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. Leave us a review there on Apple Podcasts, and very soon be watching. We're going to have a Apple Podcast Plus subscription there. Get advanced episodes of the show, everything commercial free as well. Very, very soon. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to True Crime Today.
True Crime Today. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our full episodes, breaking news updates, and daily briefs from True Crime Today.
Why is it always chaos when we link up?
Because nobody plans anything, bro. Good thing the Rogue's ready like that.
For real. Rain, dirt, whatever. Available all-wheel drive, 5 modes, we still outside.
And they got some kick too. That turbo?
Torque is crazy. The most in its class. It moves.
Rogue doesn't mess around. And peep the space. Merch on merch, gear, mics, all of it fits.
Load up, we out.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for all of it.
Auto Pacific segmentation, 2026 Rogue versus latest in-market competitors in the XSUV mainstream midsize class, excluding electrical vehicles based on manufacturer websites.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Why is it always chaos when we link up?
Because nobody plans anything, bro. Good thing the Rogue's ready like that.
For real. Rain, dirt, whatever. Available all-wheel drive, 5 modes, we still outside.
And they got some kick, too. That turbo?
Torque is crazy. The most in its class. It moves.
Rogue doesn't mess around. And peep the space. Merch on merch, gear, mics, all of it fits.
Load up, we out.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for all of it.
Auto Pacific segmentation, 2026 Rogue versus latest in-market competitors in the XSUV mainstream midsize class, excluding electrical vehicles based on manufacturer websites.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bro, from the show last night to this drive, why is it never chill?
Because this is our life. Backstage, on the road, it's loud, messy, real.
And that's the best part. Whole crew, no plan, just moving.
Good thing Nissan builds for that kind of chaos.
Not just test tracks, real life scenes, late nights, road trips, all of it.
That's why it holds up. Nissan was ranked number one in initial quality among mainstream brands by JD Power.
Yeah, you can tell.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for what really happens.
For JD Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year, newer models may be shown.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bro, from the show last night to this drive, why is it never chill?
Because this is our life. Backstage, on the road, it's loud, messy, real.
And that's the best part. Whole crew, no plan, just moving.
Good thing Nissan builds for that kind of chaos.
Not just test tracks, real life scenes, late nights, road trips, all of it.
That's why it holds up. Nissan was ranked number one in initial quality among mainstream brands by JD Power.
Yeah, You can tell.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for what really happens.
For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year, newer models may be shown.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bro, from the show last night to this drive, why is it never chill?
Because this is our life. Backstage, on the road, it's loud, messy, real.
And that's the best part. Whole crew, no plan, just moving.
Good thing Nissan builds for that kind of chaos.
Not just test tracks, real life scenes, late nights, road trips, all of it.
That's why it holds up. Nissan was ranked number one in initial quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power.
Yeah, you can tell.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for what really happens.
For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year, newer models may be shown.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.